How exciting to sing those great and timeless songs of Christmas. What a shame, however, that in most of our world, carols are becoming a thing of the past. A good illustration of that occurred recently in Detroit when a local television personality questioned some children about Christmas. He asked one little girl the name of her favorite Christmas carol, and she replied, "Well, I only know two, Jingle Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer." The saddest response, however, came when he questioned a young boy as to why we celebrate Christmas. The boy paused for a moment, shrugged his shoulders, and said, "I don't know. They haven't told us yet." They haven't told us yet. Imagine celebrating Christmas and not even knowing why.
December 24th. Dear Diary, tomorrow will finally be Christmas, and the house is filled with all kinds of delicious smells. Mama and I baked plum pudding and pumpkin pies. She even let me stuff the chicken. After supper, Papa gathered us all around for the lighting of the tree. My heart was pounding so. Even though it only lasts a few minutes, it's such a beautiful sight, just like a million fireflies. Afterwards, little Timothy ran to get the big Bible. With such tiny arms, he could hardly carry it all by himself. He brought it to Grandfather and said, "Read me the story, Grandpa. Please read me the story."
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed, with Mary his espoused wife being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.